First, a lot happening on Capitol Hill, and still Iraq dominates the discussion this week. A Senate resolution has bipartisan sponsorship. It opposes the president's plan for a troop increase, calling it, quote, not in the national interest of the United States. One of the sponsors is Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Joe Biden. Here he is talking to MSNBC's Chris Matthews.
The bottom line here is the one way, the quickest way, Chris, to get a change in policy is to make sure the president understands there's virtually no support for his position up here.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us now, as he does most every Friday. Juan, where is the resolution at this point? And we'll just note there is still support for the president. He did speak to Republican members of Congress yesterday at the White House.
He did, Alex. And right now we've got a vote scheduled on this non-binding resolution. For the day after the State of the Union. State of the Union is going to be on Tuesday night. So what it looks like now is you're going to have a vote on Wednesday in the Senate, and you've got at least two Republicans on board already, and that would be Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, Olympia Snow of Maine. Norm Coleman of Minnesota says that he might be able to support it if they change the language a little bit, get rid of the politically exciting language about no escalation. You know, there's been arguments here all week about escalation, surge, augmentation, all that kind of spin control. But he says if it's not political, he can support it. And then, of course, Gordon Smith says much the same thing. And so you got at least four Republicans who look like they would be in support of this non-binding resolution. And in the House, Nancy Pelosi says that she would believes that the Democrats, the majority in the House, would support it as well.
I just wonder if how many Republicans really want to stand up and vote no on this resolution next week in the Senate.
Well, that's a tough one because, in a sense, if they vote no, the fear that they have is that would be taken as endorsing the president's plan, and they don't necessarily feel that way, Alex.
Yeah. It's a very tough position for the White House. And how is Mr. Bush going to play this?
Well, you know, he's been having people up to the White House and talking to them. Wayne Allard, Senator Allard, said that who was in these meetings, said the president said, if you guys can help me out, please help us out. Here's the president speaking on a local TV news outlet in the Sinclair Group on Thursday.
My advice to those who are speaking out against a new plan that hadn't been given a chance to work is present a plan that you think will work. If disaster is not an option, what do you think will make it successful in Iraq?
And what you see, Alex, is that in this resolution, the resolution doesn't just oppose sending more troops. It also says it should U.S. Should switch to training Iraqis, fighting counter terrorist groups, and keeping foreign military kind of insurgents out of Iraq. So that is becoming the consensus in terms of what the Democratic opposition is when the Republicans point out that the Democrats don't have a plan.
Senator Barack Obama won this week, says he's thinking about running for president, really taking the first steps toward it. What does that mean to the field?
Well, you know, this is so interesting. He, at the moment, is actually the biggest challenger to Hillary Clinton, Senator Clinton. And the whole question right now is about, does he have the ability to raise the money? As you know, he announced his exploratory committee, I should say, on the web. And the idea is that he could go after some of Howard Dean's success in raising money through on the web, while Hillary Clinton will get the big money out of New York and Hollywood. But it's interesting, in the black community, the response has been sort of middling, especially from the likes of Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. Sharpton says he may run himself. Jackson and others saying, well, we've got to get to know Barack Obama a little better. So I think you're seeing a little unease with a new generation black leader who didn't come up through the civil rights way. He's only 45 years old. And I think a lot of people are like, you know, oh, how come he gets to have the big dance and measure the drapes?
Right to the front of the line. Here's a front page article in the L.A. Times today. Black leaders not yet sold on Obama. And one problem for them is, you know, a lot of even local leaders in communities across the country have already been courted for quite some time by Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, and others. They have relationships.
Correct. You take someone like Charlie Rangel, who is, you know, the ranking senior member of the Congressional Black Caucus. He says, oh, it's great for Obama to run, but he likes Hillary. And, of course, he has, as a congressman from New York, a direct and long-term relationship, not only with Hillary, but Alex, Bill Clinton, who has a tremendously strong relationship with the black community.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.